This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about that word, my sin is always before me. You know the best way to illustrate that? Have you ever had a sick relative at a hospital? Somebody seriously injured, seriously ill, serious surgery, whatever the case may be, and you're in the family waiting room, you're in the room, and you're constantly waiting for the next report, the next nurse's visit, for the therapist to come out and tell you anything. And it's just constantly waiting on the next report. I guarantee you that it's safe to say that your loved one is always before you. That's what it means. That person is always in front of your thinking, and you go to the cafeteria, but you're thinking about your loved one. You go out to Wendy's off campus, off the hospital, but you're thinking about your loved one. And you understand what that means to say, my loved one is always before me. And David said that about his sin. He couldn't shake it. There weren't enough diversions in life to take his mind off of it. There wasn't anything in life, socially or otherwise, intellectually, to distract him from what was before his eyes, what was right in front of him, his sin. My sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Sin ultimately is a wound against the Father. Write that down. Sin is ultimately a wound against the Father. And when you know that, and you admit that, and you acknowledge that, and I do, things start to happen when we acknowledge that sin is against, it's a wound. It's not just breaking a law, it's a wound against the Father. That's why David, I believe, is shaking against you. And you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. In verse 10, I'm going to share something today that I only read this week, so it's a new thought to me. I was excited about this thought when I read it this week. Create in me a pure heart, O God, verse 10, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Some of you have heard this part, so this is not new, but the word create that's used there in verse 10 is the same word that's used in Genesis 1:1 when it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's interesting to me. The same word for the creative power and creative capacity of the Lord is what David appeals to and says, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Now, here's what I read this week that was just a new thought for me. David was not told, you better get a hold of a rabbi real quick. You better get a hold of a priest. You better get a hold of a minister. And you better work this out, your problems. He was appealing to the creator of the universe. That this was such a problem in his life, there was nobody on earth that could help him except the Lord God Almighty. Do you get that? Think about this for a minute. The God who set the planets in perfect gravitational orbit, who puts the stars in space, who the Lord describes himself, said, I can hold all the oceans of the earth in the palm of my hand. That's a figurative expression. You ever been to the ocean? You ever been to the Gulf of Mexico? You ever been to the Pacific? And to say, I can hold all the water, God said, in the palm of my hand. And then God describing the universe, which is millions and millions of light years across, God said this, that's how wide the universe is, the breadth of my hand, that'll cover it. That's the one I call to when I sin. And I just say, Lord, I appeal to your mercy, and I appeal to your loving kindness, and I appeal to your compassion. That's the one we talk to when we sin. And you know what? The same is true for you. Create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast or right spirit within me.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.